You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The Church of Christ is not a sunny place for sunny people, or a shady place for shady people, but a sunny place for shady people.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, in your Son Jesus, forgive us our sins and give us light that we may come out of the darkness and live. Teach us to pray as children of light and to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Help us to see your church as a sunny place for shady people and to make it such a place for others. In the great name of your Son who died for the sins of the world, we pray. Amen. There are those who look upon the church as a sunny place for sunny people, a place for the right kind of people, of the right economic station, or the right color, or the right nationality, or the right whatever. It is for people who have arrived, or who are, presumably, without the usual sins. That view fails to take into account a very important statement of the Lord. I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners, to repentance. Others, more critical of the church, take it to task because they look upon it as a shady place for shady people. They delight in exposing the dirty wash which occasionally surfaces in the church, scandals among the clergy, and notorious lay people, members who have gone wrong, and a lot of other people who are wrong, though they think of themselves as right. The church, as this view goes, keeps these people from seeing themselves as they are. Today we remember a saint called Saint Mary Magdalene. She has her own day on the church calendar. That may come as something of a surprise to people who never thought about it. This Mary had been known around her hometown as a shady lady, a woman whose shady reputation caused St. Mark's cryptic comment that she was the woman from whom Jesus exorcised seven devils. Count them, seven devils. Whatever those devils did to her, she was pretty well known in the community. This shady lady came into the sunshine of God's family. That's really the church. It's a sunny place for shady people. A good place for people like you and me. It's a good place for everyone when it is a sunny place for shady people. St. Paul once said to people who had become Christians, "Once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." He was talking about real people in real life, not plaster saints in a dream world. These are the real saints, like the real saints of every age, the first to acknowledge that they are real sinners. Out of that darkness they have come, and in this light they live, the light of Christ, who himself went down into the deepest of the darkness and came out into the brightest of the light. He died for the sins of the whole world. And he was raised from the dead to be the Lord of the whole world. In him was life, said one of his men, and that life is the light of people everywhere. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not been able to put it out. Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, said St. Paul, and Christ will shine his light upon you. Mary Magdalene was one of those characters who had come out of the shade, the darkness, and had seen the light. For her, it was not just turning over a new leaf. It was having a new life. People turn over new leaves all the time, and they always turn out to be the same old leaves the same evening. New life is a different kind of commodity, the one the prophet was talking about when he spoke of the coming of Christ. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. In the apostolic age, they were saying the same things because of Christ. Once we were in darkness, but now are light in the Lord. St. Paul encouraged people like that to walk as children of light. The shady lady, Mary Magdalene, emerged from her encounter with Jesus as a woman to be admired and honored. She is even remembered today as a saint who committed herself to the Lord Jesus and his service among the people of her community. Saint Mary Magdalene came out of the shadows of a dark life and into the sunshine of God's love, as you see it in the face of Jesus Christ. This man, this teacher, this Savior, Jesus, was different from every man she had ever known. Others had treated her as an object, a thing to be used and abused for their own satisfaction. Her own life had been filled with self-depreciation and humiliation. She had never before been loved by someone just for who she was, and even where she was. Now there came Jesus. He knew her shady past, and he offered her deliverance. He cast out the devils that possessed her. He forgave her the past, and he pointed her to the future. He gave her life that is full of hope. In the process, he restored to her a sense of dignity and human worth. He offered her life with a capital L. That's the way it is with Christ. Nobody can offer people life like that except Jesus. No church can bring life to people except by telling them about Jesus. How shall people believe in him unless someone tells them about him? When people get to know Jesus and trust in Jesus, God himself gives them new life. That is, in Christ Jesus. This is not just talk. It is life. People just can't believe that something like this could happen, though it is happening all the time. There are people listening to me today who never set foot in a church, and then they learned about Jesus. That changed their whole life. There are people listening to me who went to church almost all their lives, and all of a sudden, they came to know Jesus. That changed their whole life. It does not happen in any other way, but it certainly does happen that way. As the church always says, the gospel of Christ itself brings faith into the hearts of people through the power of the Spirit of God, who is doing his work in the world through that good news of Jesus Christ. Still, there are many people, some of them Christians, who like to look upon the church as a sunny place for sunny people. It's a place for the right kind of people, and others are not welcome. Often rightness in this case means sameness or conformity or uniformity or something else that is looked upon as desirable in a club that consists of first-class snobs. The real church has always consisted of shady people who have recognized what they need and that Christ gives them what they need to fill that need. They have seen themselves in the assessment of Paul. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory God has a right to expect of us, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. St. John was talking to Christians when he said, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No, the real church is not a sunny place for sunny people who have no sin to be forgiven, no hurts to be healed, no crosses which call for comfort from on high. There's no room for perfectionism here. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone, Mary Magdalene might very well have said to her critics. The Lord Jesus said that to her critics, and to the critics of everyone who has himself or herself fallen into sin. Whatever it was that dragged Mary Magdalene into the darkness, it was probably something more than the merely physical, although it could have been that too. She felt trapped, used, chained, not unlike women who today become the victims of darkness, on the hard and often inhuman ground upon which they have to live in Chicago or Minneapolis or Sydney or Hong Kong or Junction City. Not all women want to be what they have become, whether they are chronic alcoholics, petty thieves, gossips, or know-it-alls. But there they are, and it is still darkness. However it happened, Mary Magdalene was called into the presence of Christ. People are called today by the church into the presence of Christ. It is not calling them into a place where people are above reproach because they feel superior to those who have to hustle in order to survive. It is not a place where people are indifferent to the cares and responsibilities of other people, nor are they indifferent to their own responsibilities to God and to other people. I'm here today to invite you into the presence of Christ and into the family of God. People like me, who carry with them the sting of sin, which is death. We're not here because we are better than other people, but because we too have been called into the presence of Christ, drawn away, apart from the darkness, into the light, compelled by a love which turns the darkness into the brilliance of sunshine. What is that brightness, that warmth? It's the presence of Christ, who endured the darkness, forgetting about the shame. And now look at him. He sits at the right hand of the majesty of God. It's the power of Christ to forgive and to give life. It's the warmth of Christ that makes his family a sunny place for shady people. Critics of the church are often wont to refer to it as a shady place for shady people. They hear us talk about sin, but they don't really believe us. They hear us talk about sin, and they are offended. After all, people are not really sinners, are they, as preachers would make them out to be? They may be misguided or mistaken, but not sinners. Those people who are always talking about sin must be some pretty shady people themselves. Actually, not to admit to yourself that you are a sinner is to walk in darkness. You just close your eyes to the world around you and also to the world inside you. Refusing to admit that you have sinned against the Most High God and also against others around you is really the mark of the plaster saint. No real saint talks that way. Only a lot of people who pretend to be saints. There's no virtue in the pride of a walking pretense. Mary Magdalene was never holier than thou. She knew the scarlet stain of sin, and she also knew the white snow of divine forgiveness. When it comes right down to it, that's life. To be forgiven and to live forgiving. Mary Magdalene found the company of Jesus to be a sunny place for shady people. She treasured the presence of Christ, and she was one of the first to see him risen from the dead. Distracted at the moment, not considering the possibility of his resurrection, she did not really recognize him. But when he spoke her name, Mary, she said, Rabboni, which is an affectionate way and also a respectful way of saying, my teacher and my Lord. The enemies of Jesus criticized him for receiving sinners. He told some of them who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others the story of a very righteous man, a very self-righteous man, a religious paragon who prayed, "I thank you, God, that I am not as other men are, or even as this tax collector." There was a tax collector there, too. He kept saying to himself over and over, "God, be merciful to me, sinner that I am." The Lord said that one of those two men went out of the church that day justified. You know which one it was. "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost ones," he said. No one is so lost as the person who does not know that he is lost. For the lost ones he came and died. He did not go around condemning penitent sinners. He forgave them and gave them hope. He does that today. He wants you to know that he will do it for you. Say to him, as he told us all to say, "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." That is walking as children of light. That's a prayer of faith in Jesus. It's a prayer for the family of Jesus. It's a prayer for people who have found the light after walking in darkness, and in the light of Christ have the joy of walking as children of light. It is a prayer for people who have found in Jesus a sunny place for shady people. Amen.